This is module 2 and lesson 3. And today we're focusing on letting go of the outdated stories. Hello, this is Surya Silva. I'm welcoming you back to Life Beyond Limits for Women. This is module 2 and lesson 3. In this lesson, we'll building onto the previous one and looking at outdated stories. And I'm going to give you some techniques to change them. I'd like to begin today, though, with a teaching story by Portia Nelson. So if you're willing to do so, close your eyes for a moment and listen to the words. I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I'm lost. I'm helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place, but it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it's there. I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. I walk down another street. That's a beautiful teaching story for what we're here today and learning about the process of changing old habits and beliefs and stories. Now take another deep breath for a moment because I want to talk to you about the fact that you do have the power to change the stories that you tell yourself. You see, all of us learn that life is about the circumstances of our lives. And that's so false, because life is actually about your consciousness or your awareness of what is happening with yourself. When life is about circumstances, you react from the outside in. When you learn that life is about your awareness, you learn to respond from the inside out. Of course, the latter is where the power is. You see, we live in such a blaming culture. People do it automatically. It's always her or his fault, or it's work's fault, or it's the government's fault, or somebody did something, or they shouldn't have done that. And we learn to blame other people in the circumstances. When you do that, there can't be any consciousness about what's happening inside of you, so you just react. You're not able to respond. And remember that the power is in responding from the inside out. Then what happens is that you look for evidence to prove that your beliefs are right. And because we live in this blaming culture, evidence can be found everywhere that you look. You convince yourself that the stories you're telling yourself are true. And there are plenty of stories when you're blaming someone else. The evidence reinforces the stories and beliefs that you keep running in your mind, and you stay in the old habits as before. However, there is good news, and that is that you do have the power to change the stories that you're telling yourself. And the way to do that is to become really aware of what you're saying to yourself about yourself. These stories might be putting you down or being negative or fearful, or they may be fantasy in order to make you feel better. Begin to recognize the mind chatter. And once you recognize it as being less than helpful, act to change the channel. You have to change these old habits. One of the ways to do that is to say, stop, I'm not saying that to myself anymore. I don't believe that. You have the power to do it. It takes awareness plus action, though, because awareness on its own won't change the deeper stories in the subconscious mind. And that last sentence, that takes such a long time for most of us to learn that we actually have to change it in the subconscious mind. In addition, look out for your language barriers. You know, when you say, I should, or I shouldn't, or I must, or I can't, or I won't, or I don't, or I have to do it. Delete two words here, the words being don't and can't. We learn those so early on, and we repeat them over and over and over, so replace them. They're two of the most limiting words in your vocabulary. And we learn them as little kids, and we just reinforce them over and over. So many of us make decisions in present time based on what happened in the past, because something didn't go as you wanted it to do, or you might have been a bit hurt about an interaction. You base your current choices and decisions on past events. That doesn't take you anywhere, and it keeps you in limitation. It certainly doesn't offer you freedom. So recognize them as past patterns of thinking and behavior, and take new action. You have to keep noticing the stories and really stop them. Listen for the excuses in the stories, and watch how you stick to the stories or how you make up new ones. And then, of course, you believe them because you say them to yourself so often. So make a decision that you're no longer going to speak to yourself in this way. You're no longer going to believe the old stories and reinforce them. Instead, you're going to start to reframe things. And, you know, we all have to do this. I certainly have had to do this. Every woman with whom I've worked has had to go through this process. You're creating a life beyond limits in your mind now. Here's some techniques to use. When the old story or the belief comes up, practice saying to yourself, "Thank you for showing me that old story. It might have been true before. It's no longer true now, and I'm choosing to let you go." Here's another one. "Thank you for bringing that to my attention. It might have been true in the past. It's not true in the present, and I'm choosing this story instead." Or this one. "I used to think that I'm not good enough or not smart enough or don't have the confidence. Now I'm working towards feeling good enough, working towards feeling smart enough, working towards building my confidence." This is a process where you're telling yourself that, yes, you can do it. Yes, you can change it. It will take a little bit of time, and you're working towards it. You see, all of us have to take full responsibility for our lives. There's simply no other way. You can't take half responsibility. You have to step up and take full responsibility and decide you're going to stop these old, limiting and outdated stories and beliefs and change the old habits because you want to live your life beyond limits. Focus on developing awareness of your thoughts and behaviors and taking action to change them. Remember, I said that awareness is not enough. It has to be awareness and action to change the subconscious programming. This entire program is about learning to live your life beyond limits. And we're challenging the internal limits. Later, we'll have a look at the external ones. For now, though, we're really focusing on what's happening in your mind. Make a decision that with every old story, you will stop and change it to a new and current one. And as I said in the last lesson, you have to repeat the new stories over and over, because the old ones went into your subconscious mind have been repeated hundreds and thousands of times. And not that you have to do the new ones so many times, but you have to concentrate on doing it. New patterns take 21 days to establish in the mind. Don't sell yourself short and stop after a few days and go, "Oh, well, that didn't work. That's a waste of time." That's just your old paradigm telling you that you're not good enough. Remember, you can do it. It will take 21 days to establish some of these new habits. Stick with it. Listen to yourself and honor yourself. You're coming into your own power, because you know that if nothing changes, nothing changes. You've made a decision that you want to change your life because you want to live your life beyond limits. the limits of your mind, the limits of your habits and behaviors. And I absolutely applaud you for doing this and for making this decision. It opens up such a huge world that's yet to be explored. And how marvelous is that? And I'd like to finish this lesson with this beautiful quote from Genevieve Berand. And it goes like this. Never forget that every physical thing, whether for you or against you, was a sustained thought before it was a thing. Thought as thought is neither good nor bad. It is creative action and always takes physical form. Therefore, the thoughts you dwell upon, the things you possess or do not possess. And that just summarizes all that we've been talking about in this module so well. As we finish up this module, take a moment to reflect and think about what has really stood out for you. And as the same in the first module, really dig into your own truth when you complete your worksheet. Spend time focusing your awareness on your old thoughts and stories and change them. And I look forward to being with you in the next module. Thank you so much. Look after yourself and see you next time. Bye for now.